Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Now, it's standard medical care for newborn babies to get a shot of vitamin K. It helps their blood clot and prevents potentially dangerous bleeding. But some new parents are declining the shots for their babies, and that's got doctors very worried. Kerry Goldberg from Here and Now contributor WBUR reports.
The baby was born full term and healthy, but a few weeks later was limp and unresponsive, barely breathing.
This baby was diagnosed with bleeding in the brain, and babies that suffer intracranial bleeding or bleeding in the brain, unfortunately, have damage that is often lifelong.
Dr. Ivana Kulik is a neonatologist, a specialist in newborns at Boston Children's Hospital.
Personally, it is actually really hard to take care of any infant that is sick. But when you realize a severe illness was completely preventable, then that is something that is very difficult for everyone to comprehend and deal with.
The child survived, but medical privacy rules bar Kulik from revealing more details about this case. But she could say this. The parents of the baby had refused the standard shot of vitamin K.
If the baby is given vitamin K injection at birth, this virtually eliminates possibility of this kind of bleeding happening.
There's no national tracking of vitamin K refusals, but in recent years, anecdotal reports from hospitals and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have described clusters of several babies who had brain bleeds and whose parents had declined the vitamin K shot. Dr. Robert Sidonio Jr. of Emory University documented one such cluster in Nashville, Tennessee in 2013. Five babies with brain bleeds over 6 months. It turned out, he says, that more than 3% of Nashville parents were declining vitamin K shots. And in nearby communities with birthing centers, nearly 30% were declining the vitamin K shot.
And this isn't a relatively, you know, medium-sized city that tends to be relatively conservative. And so that was sort of shocking to us that there were that many parents declining it. It was quite shocking to the CDC as well.
Dr. Ben Wheeler of the University of Otago in New Zealand has just published the first in-depth look at what motivates parents who decline the vitamin K shot for their newborns. Data from interviews with 15 families, published in the Journal of Medical Ethics, found a range of factors, from religious beliefs to the conviction that natural is better.
You know, we believe God created us and knew what he was doing.
Is one thing Wheeler heard from parents.
Other ones, such as if baby really needed more vitamin K, they'd get it from me.
Some of it is based on not wanting to have the baby have that pain.
Dr. Christy Waterberg chairs the Committee on Newborns of the American Academy of Pediatrics. She says some parents are just misinformed.
I think that people have to be more careful. There are so many things on the internet that are absolutely not true. They have no basis in fact.
Doctors need to be sure to provide better information in a personal way, says neonatologist Dr. Ivana Kulik.
We should always try to ask parents why are they trying to refuse it, try to alleviate the fears and explain where the misunderstanding is, and try our best not to let this happen.
Dr. Kulik says the sort of bleed she saw is rare, but when it happens, when a baby goes from healthy at birth to severely ill, it can be a nightmare. For Here and Now, I'm Kerry Goldberg.